The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Go the Donald, Wall Street, Harley.
Yeah, this bull market in stocks is about to become the longest in U.S. history. This isn't just Donald Trump. This goes way back. If the market doesn't drop a lot in the next 3 days, it won't through Wednesday. The bull market that began in March of 2009 will have lasted 9 years, 5 months, and on 13 days. Now, here's what's different about it. Through most of the Obama years, the stock market grew in large part because of the steady infusion of billions and billions and billions and billions of more free money.
That's it.
That program. And in the last year and change, the economy has actually accelerated to nearly double the previous rate of growth. This long rally, we're told, has added trillions of dollars to the wealth of households in this country who have invested.
Amazing.
It makes me think I should have gotten into stocks a long time
ago. Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's amazing. It is amazing. Must be killing the Trump haters. Must be killing them. Chicago.
Well, another big weekend for violence. The final stats are in for the weekend. 61 people were shot over the weekend. 6 of them were killed. 2 missing teenage boys were found dead in a field. That was just last night when they found them. The second most violent weekend of the year in Chicago, the second weekend of this month in which at least 60 people were shot. The police superintendent says it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out why the shootings keep happening. He says the shooters don't fear the courts. He said as long as the city fails to hold people responsible for their illegal use of firearms, violence will continue.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't say as long as we have so many guns in the streets.
But guns don't kill people, do they? Guns don't kill people. People do. You know, that's the point, isn't it? And as you say, the courts have got to deal with that. People kill people, not guns. It's just dreadful, ridiculous. Okay, what's your best prescription ever for children's health?
A drug that can enhance a child's creativity, critical thinking, and resilience.
Good.
A drug that's simple to safe to take, and it can be had for free. The Academy of Pediatrics says this thing should be prescribed as liberally as possible to children. The drug is play, good old-fashioned play.
Play, yeah.
As they put it, play is not frivolous. It nurtures ingenuity, cooperation, problem-solving skills, all the things we need in adults.
Wonderful. Let them play. Let them be kids. Let them be children. Take the machines away. Well done, Harley.